This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. A scathing critique from the highest level of federal law enforcement has ignited a firestorm over the investigation into the disappearance of 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie. FBI Director Kash Patel is publicly calling out the Pima County Sheriff's Department, alleging that local authorities essentially handcuffed the Bureau during the critical first hours after the elderly woman vanished. Nancy Guthrie, the mother of NBC Today Show co-anchor Savannah Guthrie, was last seen on January 31st at her daughter Annie's home in Tucson. She was reported missing the following day, February 1st, after failing to show up for an online church service. What followed, according to Director Patel, was a period of bureaucratic stalling that may have cost investigators precious time. Appearing on the Hangout with Sean Hannity podcast, Director Patel did not mince words about the friction between the FBI and local police.
It is a state matter. It's a state and local law enforcement matter. What we, the FBI, do is say, hey, we're here to help. What do you need? What can we do? And for 4 days, we were kept out of the investigation.
The director claims that the breakthrough in the case, an image of an armed, masked man outside Nancy Guthrie's home, only happened because the FBI finally bypassed local hurdles to work directly with tech giants. Patel explains that the Ring doorbell at the residence did not have an active subscription to save footage, meaning the data was at risk of being lost forever.
When we were finally let in, Sean, look what we did. We went in and got the Ring doorbell, and we said, hey, is anyone talking to Google? I called the leadership at Google and I said, look, we know that there was not a subscription service to capture all of the data that would have been captured had there been a subscription service. But can we go into the cache? Can we go into the data before it's deleted and see what we can find? That's why you have that image, because the FBI worked with Google to put that image out.
Patel further alleged that the FBI offered the full resources of their world-class laboratory in Quantico, Virginia, to process DNA evidence, an offer he says would have yielded results in a fraction of the time.
We have Quantico, best lab in the world. I had a fixed-wing aircraft on the ground ready to move it immediately through the night.
Did they just say no?
And they said, we're sending it to Florida.
The Pima County Sheriff's Department is firing back, issuing a statement insisting that coordination with the Bureau began without delay and that the FBI was notified promptly by both the department and the Guthrie family. They defended their evidence processing as being based on operational needs and maintained that their local labs work in close partnership with Quantico. Despite the finger-pointing, the grim reality remains. Nancy Guthrie is still missing, and no suspect or motive has been identified. The Guthrie family has offered a $1 million reward for her recovery. If you have any information, please call the Pima County Sheriff's Department at 520-351-4900 or 1-800-CALL-FBI. More crime and justice news after this. In the Bahamas, the search for 55-year-old American Lynette Hooker has taken a new international turn as the U.S. Coast Guard Investigative Service officially enters the fray. This week, the Coast Guard released images of a specific sailboat moored near Aunt Pat's Bay around the time Lynette disappeared on April 4th. They are urgently seeking the owner of this vessel, which was positioned near the Hooker's yacht, the Soulmate. The timeline provided by Lynette's husband, 58-year-old Brian Hooker, remains under intense scrutiny. Brian claims that while the couple was on their 8-foot dinghy around 7:30 p.m., Lynette simply fell overboard. He told authorities that strong currents swept her away and that because she had the boat's keys in her possession, the engine died, forcing him to paddle for hours before reaching shore the next morning. While Brian was initially detained and released without charges, the Royal Bahamas Police continued to label him a primary suspect.
The search and rescue volunteers, they have been, I believe, still looking whenever they can, but even while I have been detained by the Royal Bahamian Police Department, I won't be able to stop looking.
You want to keep looking for Lynette?
I'm going to need somebody with more authority to tell me to stop.
The day after his release, Brian made several media appearances proclaiming his devotion to continuing the search for Lynette, but on April 15th, promptly left the islands, citing a need to visit his ailing mother. However, the narrative of a tragic accident is being challenged by Lynette's daughter, Carly Aylesworth, and her mother, Darlene Hamlet, who describe a marriage plagued by longstanding issues.
She told me 2 years ago that he choked her
and was threatening to kill her and throw her overboard. And she said he choked her so bad that she felt something like pop in her neck. So, and then that's when she packed her bag and left. And that she only left him for like a couple months. She went back to him, sadly. I don't know why she went back. I think she's always known that she needs to leave him, but she cares about him a lot. I got along with him for my mom, really. I always didn't want her to be with him. Every time they broke up, I was like advocating for her to stay away because it feels like he like tried to like take her away and like made her sell the house. And I know that she wanted to do that eventually, but I don't think that she was like ready to do it yet.
Brian's attorney, Terrell Butler, has released a statement saying her client categorically and unequivocally denies any wrongdoing and remains cooperative with the ongoing investigation. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to tune in tomorrow on your favorite podcast app. With This Crime Alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.